Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky, it's the Internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation. All of the lights.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl. She called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home. I'm almost there. I'm on my way. Headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Sam and Dan Nation. We are the Internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. MJ gone, that ninja dead.
Yeah, he's rocking the ninja.
What's going on, Daniel? It's been a long fucking
week.
Not
much.
Dude.
You know, it's funny that we play that song because in Trailer Island, there's hardly any lights.
There's almost no lights in Trailer Island. It's fucking dank and dark and depressing in here. We're trying to liven it up tonight with a little...
It's not a cinematic thing or anything either. No. It's just depressing in general.
It's not a planned lighting sort of thing. But we are trying to brighten it up with a little Bud Light Limerita. I'll tell you what, if you're listening to the program, you haven't had one of these things. I was skeptical at first. And I know you kind of were a little
bit
too.
Well, you know,
but
the
they
thing
have made
about
a fucking
them is,
believer out of me.
It basically, Bud Light Delicious. Has found a way to sell mixed drinks.
That's exactly what
like,
it is.
It's literally like...
No shit, it tastes
out,
like the
cut
best
out the
margarita
fucking,
I've ever had.
Cut out the fucking middleman, yeah. You know. You don't have to go buy your alcohol. See, basically they found a way, because, you know, gas stations don't sell liquor, so they've cut out a way.
Well, gas stations here don't. Let's clarify that. They do.
Oh, so most gas stations
they do,
in normal places
they do in the real
in the
world,
country.
Yeah. Not here in Jesus country, but, yeah.
Well, here, you have to actually go to a liquor store if you want liquor.
Got to go to that
Or go to Walgreens or Rite Aid or something.
Right. Yeah.
No, I always thought it was funny. We actually got one right now. I thought it was funny. Rite Aid and Walgreens and stuff, the whole back page is always just liquor
yeah.
deals.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I feel bad for those guys that literally just, like, follow that.
Like, what's coming out at Walgreens? That's
Ooh,
funny.
Seagram's is on sale this week.
Folks, Limerita, they're not paying me to endorse it. I'm just getting drunk on it. But check it out. Bud Light, you can find it in your neighborhood grocer's beer section.
But be warned, if you're a beer drinker,
delicious.
You know.
Goes down like soda. Yeah,
well,
very
not
dangerous.
Only that, it's potent. So
8% alcohol. It will lay you flat the fuck out. Flat out. We should review more beers on the show, man. We don't do that enough. We drink a lot of rant. Like this year, we're going to talk about Halloween anyway. We drank like every fucking pumpkin ale we came
well,
across.
Well, we didn't drink all of them, but
we drank most of them, dude. Fucking alcoholics. We drank most of them, man. Best one that we had, what would you say?
Mm.
Out of the pumpkin ales we drank. We drank
so many, it's even hard to say.
I really liked the Shock Top. That wasn't
that
bad.
That one was pretty good.
We tried their end of the world ale, actually.
Oh, that was fucking horrible.
I flip-flopped a six-pack. I made a build-your-own six-pack in the Kroger beer aisle, which you're not supposed to do because I fucked up their inventory. But it was all right. They're not bad, but I like the pumpkin ale.
Well,
better.
The way we looked at it is, okay, he flipped out two of the pumpkin ales into a pack of that. So we tasted that beer. We sampled the two, you know, and they were shit.
Tastes like coconut.
So we probably did someone a favor because now he's got two pumpkin ales, and like after he gets through four of those, he's like, "Oh, this is better.
This is tasty."
At least it wasn't a complete bust.
Yeah, my favorite was probably the Shock Top. Did you have a favorite? The fucking fly, is that what it's called? The Shaw Fly?
I don't know. That was good.
The one with that had very, very minimalist
labeling. Blue Moons was pretty good.
Blue Moon has a really good pumpkin ale.
Yeah. Most of them were good. Some were more cinnamony and spicy. Not Nut spicy, leg. But had more spices to
pumpkin
it
pie beer.
Than others.
Delicious.
I know the worst was Shipyard.
Shipyard was fucking rough.
It was like if you put a fucking...
It's like if you poured
Bud Light into
on top of a
pumpkin and then poured it back into the bottle.
Kill the swill, baby. Oh, Christ. All right, enough about our alcoholism. Speaking of which, tonight, if you're listening for the first time, take off your pants, open a cold beer, and get ready to party. We are the Internet's number one party talk show.
You best believe I got my pants off.
Great show lined up. That's true. Daniel's pants are off tonight. My pants are off. I was going to play George Michael, but you stopped me. This is the gayest show we've ever done.
Oh, God.
The end of the program, we're going to touch dicks like E.T.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to be a big glowing ball of light between two throbbing dickheads.
That's like the gayest picture in my head I've ever seen. Thanks.
E.T. Bone
Home. You probably just spawned a new porno.
E.T. Bone Home. We're going to talk about that tonight.
E.T. Bone Home.
We're going to talk about that tonight, too. We're going to review some porn websites and some porn movies and troll some of the depravity that Daniel and I jerk off to on a regular basis. We beat Halloween to death. I mean, we beat it to death, but we had a great Halloween season, man.
Yeah,
I didn't feel cheated this year. The last couple of years, we hadn't really done a lot, and this year, you know, we hit a bunch of haunted houses, fucking, once again, Driving a Terror, great fucking haunt, and Industrial Nightmare, and Nightmare at Otter Creek, probably my favorite of the Halloween season. Went to a very cool costume ball at Mag Bar here in Louisville. Great fucking bar, Magnolia Bar. It's Louisville's only remaining punk bar, man. Very cool place.
Lots of slutty witches and slutty whatever.
Boy, Halloween's just an excuse for bitches to take their clothes off, ain't it?
I'm pretty sure they don't really need an excuse, but...
No, slutty women don't. My woman dressed up. She was a crazy 88 from Kill Bill. She's so fucking hot, dude. Nothing sexier than a sexy-ass black woman with a big-ass sharp samurai sword. They let me in the bar with a machete.
Yeah, yeah.
I dress like Jason. I kind of got a Jason sort of figure anyway. I'm a thick motherfucker. And I put the mask on. I blacked my eyes out. I was rocking a real machete. They let me through the door. And my woman's samurai sword was real, too. Nobody stopped us. I was shocked. Like, you know, but it made me feel good. If some shit popped off, I'd have been hitting motherfuckers. I'd have been chopping people. Could have turned into a horror movie right there. Jesus, what else went on this week? Oh, Hurricane Sandy. Fuck Hurricane Sandy.
I got a little article about Hurricane Sandy.
Do you really?
Yeah, it appears that Snooki has
Is
made...
Is she dead?
No.
Please tell
no.
me she drowned.
No, she's made a vow to make donations and shit for relief, you know, which is cool and everything. But then, like, I guess she tweeted, cleaning my closet today to donate clothes and whatever I can do to victims affected by Sandy. I'm coming with clothes. So,
thanks, bitch. My lights are off. Like, I haven't eaten in 5 days. Thanks for the Prada shoes. I really
well,
appreciate that.
What's fucked up is, like, she's going to bring him clothes, like,
yeah.
If you can call them that. I mean...
I don't know that she wears clothes.
Tube tops and shit.
She lost a bunch of weight. She's still an ugly bitch, though. I fucking hate her so much.
She does definitely look better.
Snooki proves to me that the world is actually ending. That people like this, and the fucking Kardashians. I love Kim Kardashian's ass. I'm not talking about her butt, but why the fuck are the... We were having this conversation earlier today. Why are those fucking bitches famous? For any other reason besides just having a fat ass?
You got me.
Nothing? They got a fat ass, and they fuck NBA players. And that's it. That's the whole... That is... America, I'm sorry, but if bitches like that can be famous, then I think the majority of our population is stupid. Just saying. Speaking of America, guess what happens next week? Dum, 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 dum. Rock the vote! You got a prediction? I'm not asking if you have a candidate. Do you have a prediction of who will win?
Obama.
I think Obama's got it. I think he does. Unless Romney decides he wants to legalize weed.
What did Romney have to begin with? He's rich, which automatically puts him against
the 99%. He just wants to own the free world.
Like,
Yeah, he's a multi-bajillionaire. He's a polygamist. He could have four fucking wives if he wanted to.
It's basically kind of like...
King Herod looking motherfucker.
You know, it's kind of like if you put Cobra Commander. Like, he just decided he's going to run for president. Like, that's what it's like.
I don't need to run for president. I just want to own the free world.
Yeah, he's a fucking... I don't trust him, man. He's a devious sumbitch. I don't trust anybody, though. It's I think it's like interchanging shitty Halloween masks.
Yeah, I'm not exactly pro-Obama either, but, you know, overall, my thing about it is...
I'm whoever's pro-weed.
I don't think you really have a choice. Like, there's an analogy I've heard used before. I've heard you use an analogy like this, but...
There is no choice.
It's like, okay, you and your girlfriend are going out to eat, right?
Right.
And you say... All right, we need to go get something to eat. Do you want KFC or do you want McDonald's? All right. Well, what you've done is you've given an illusion of choice, but you've only given two restaurants. So, like, you've given a limited...
And both restaurants are fucking horrible for you.
You've given a limited choice here, and I feel like that's what it is. I don't even know that I believe in...
Ron Paul is like the Subway in that equation. Eat fresh, vote Paul.
I don't believe that, like...
He was still running.
It really matters whether you vote the Republican or the Democrat in, because there's someone behind the strings.
That's
something we have to remember too. It's not like the president really has that much power.
No, I mean, the president has no power at all. He's just
the final say. He's the figurehead. There's a reason why their hair fucking turns white.
He is the scapegoat. The president isn't a figurehead of anything. He's the guy they have to elect one person every 4 years to point fingers at.
Yeah, it's like,
and that's
fuck
his
Clinton.
Entire
Fuck
job.
Obama.
You know, nobody ever... Actually, one person did fuck Clinton. That was Monica Lewinsky. But don't we miss Clinton? Don't we miss the blowjob in the Oval
Clinton.
Office days? You know, the days where... Okay, in Clinton's administration, we weren't blowing anybody up. There were no wars. The economy was fine. We weren't killing anybody. We didn't have thousands and thousands of troops overseas. The only thing we had to bitch about was the President of the United States getting a little head in the Oval Office. That's all we had to worry about.
The Oral Office.
And it should be called the Oral Office, I agree. And what was wrong with that? If that's all we had to bitch about back then, now look at us. Economy's fucked, war on terror, fucking a bunch of retardedness. I don't know.
Shit's just gone downhill.
I think we should reelect Clinton. But we don't have Clinton as a choice, so we got Obama and Romney. So I'm gonna predict Obama. It's like the Super Bowl. Two teams I don't give a fuck about, but if I got to put money on one, I'm gonna say Obama. All right, moving forward, guys. If you haven't been to the website, check it out: www.samanddannation.com. Got a ton of great content on there. Check out our webpage. Speaking of asses, we're having ourselves a little contest. Still, I don't know why we're doing it. We're beating it to death too, but. It's called America's Best New Booty. Ladies, if you're listening out there, please pay attention. Turn up your radios.
Shake, shake, shake them.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to samanddannation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Wiggle, 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 shake your butt cheeks, jiggle.
Bleep, bleep.
Yeah. So, there you have it. If you're listening out there, ladies, send us photos of your butt, and we will put them on our website. And if you have the nicest assets, can't fucking talk tonight. If you have the nicest assets, we will give you some cool Sam and Dan merchandise and maybe even have you on the show to talk about your butt. It's pretty exciting. All right, folks, we got to pay some bills, keep the lights on here in Trailer Island. We will be right back. With this week's news report, got a ton of cool news to talk about, and here we go. A little Steinberg Media for you.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com. Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well then, mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
And there it is, folks, a little shameless self-promotion. And to kick off the news this week, we got a very, very special song. It's by Carly Rae. What's her name?
I can't Jepsen. Think.
Jepsen. Carly Rae Jepsen or Jepseth?
Jepsen.
Jebediah.
Sad that I even know what the fuck
Call me maybe.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell. And now you're in my way. I traded my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this.
Well, you know, the reason that this song's stuck in our heads is because there's a really funny video on YouTube.
Fucking
which
hilarious.
I'm guessing many of you haven't seen because it says it's only got 610,000 views.
That's it?
Yeah,
deserves
but
so
I mean,
much more than that. What other people,
other well, here. Other people have uploaded them. Actually, Mega Fail Compilation.
Nice.
They have 5 million views on it. It's sad though. The guy who originally made the video
only has 600.
Doesn't have the most views. His name's Steve Cardinal.
Yeah,
anyway,
check that shit out. He's got a bunch of stuff, not just
yeah.
That.
It's a chat roulette thing of him in a bikini, and he's beardy. And he's got a wig on. It's fucking
he's
hilarious. And, like,
it.
Of course, you see everybody's reactions.
People's reactions,
sort of,
yeah. It's like that two girls, one cup sort of thing. All right. Let's get this sumbitchin' news report started. What you got for me over there?
Well, we got all kinds of shit.
Halloween-related shit.
Wrapping up Halloween a little bit here, we have, like, some celebrity Halloween costumes.
Nice.
First off, Katy Perry and Shannon Woodward. Uh-huh. Which I don't really know who she is, but who cares? they went as Jane.
She's not Katy Perry. So
they went as Jane and Daria.
Oh, it's awesome,
it's actually
dude.
Pretty wicked.
I remember that show on MTV. That was so fucking cool.
It's a pretty wicked costume.
Daria was pretty,
pretty good.
So that's her. Okay, I can see it. She's fucking
and then The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he went as
he
the Hulk.
He dressed as the Hulk.
It's fucking hilarious. You
dude, he
know
actually
that.
Looks scarier than Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, like the motherfucker's just ripped.
Dude, the Rock, that's the people's Hulk. So.
I don't know what the fuck this is, so we're skipping it. Patton Oswalt went as Doc Ock with his daughter. Which what was cool
awesome.
About this is Adam from Mythbusters,
actually
made his costume for him.
Looks badass, man.
Yeah, it's
very
pretty
cool.
Pretty wicked.
Very, very cool.
Let's see what else we got. Leanne Rimes, and I guess her dude, whoever the fuck he is.
Leanne Irrelevant.
Went as Sandra Dee and Danny Zuko from Grease.
Leanne, nobody gives
she
a fuck
no
anymore.
She has no ass, dude.
She has no ass at all.
She will not be on America's Best New Booty,
no,
that's
that
for
bitch,
sure.
That bitch is lost without even
This is pretty cool. Miley Cyrus is Nicki Minaj.
Oh, wow.
So now it's like two chicks that you want to fuck at the same time.
Miley's hanging out with...
Is she even legal yet?
Yeah, you can say it. It's cool. No Lolita stigma
I'm
there.
I'm sure she doesn't have the ass, though, that Nicki does.
Positive she doesn't have the ass that Nicki does.
That's, all right, moving on.
I bet Nicki's a bad influence on her.
Simon Pegg went as a zombie, so if you've been wanting to see that alternate ending to Shaun of the Dead where
that's
he gets his ass
awesome,
handed
dude.
To him...
That's
check that picture out. Anyway, moving on from that, this is pretty cool and sort of Halloween related.
Okay.
cinema plays horror film to kids, and this has happened before, but this one's actually pretty funny.
It reminds me of Fight Club where Tyler Durden was splicing in dick photos.
Right.
In
well, this is actually worse. Children had an unexpected shock when a cinema played a horror movie instead of Madagascar 3.
That's awesome.
Excited youngsters and their parents were looking forward to seeing the animated film Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, but their joy turned into utter horror when the projectionist accidentally played Paranormal Activity 4.
The film, awesome.
The film opened with a flashback to the first Paranormal
Activity. It's Halloween,
activity.
Motherfuckers.
The film opened with a flashback to the first Paranormal Activity featuring a woman's bloodied corpse being hurled at the big screen. That's actually wrong. It wasn't a woman's bloody corpse. It was Micah.
It was his bloody corpse.
It was
corpse.
The dude.
Dude's, yeah.
But, I mean, it's still,
still
pretty,
I bet that was
pretty
very
creepy
traumatic
for these little
children.
Kids, I guess, you know. But clearly they're not horror fans like us. You know, honestly, I commend this theater because they've probably created a new fucking rash of
horror fans or serial killers.
Well, you know, if they were going to be serial killers, they were going to do it anyway. Quoting Billy Loomis from Scream, movies don't create killers, movies make killers more creative.
That's
and I think it's actually Psychos.
But. That's true. Very true. I got one. This is fucking funny. I love this. This tickles my ball sack. Cop tasers boy for refusing to wash his car. This is a real story. A U.S. policeman is in trouble after he allegedly tasered a 10-year-old schoolboy for refusing to clean his patrol car. Officer Chris Webb reportedly fired the 50,000-volt weapon at the boy during a career day exhibit at Tularosa Immediate School in New Mexico. The boy, named only as R.D., blacked out and has since suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. He is now taking legal action. I bet he is suing the shit out of the New Mexico police.
Is he taking legal action or is
his parents?
Of course
he is. I would sue for him.
No, I'm just like, I can't literally see the little kid like, I'm going to sue the shit out of you.
Maybe. It's 2012, dude. I bet you fucking 8-year-olds lawyer up. His legal representative, Rachel Higgins, told Santa Fe County Court that the officer's use of force was completely unreasonable. According to the complaint, Defendant Webb asked the boy, R.D., and a group of boys who would like to clean his patrol unit. Clean his unit. I bet that wasn't all right. A number of boys said they would. R.D., joking, said that he did not want to clean the patrol unit. Webb is accused of responding by aiming his taser at the child before saying, "Let me show you what happens to people who don't listen to the police." He then allegedly stunned R.D. before pulling out the barbs and taking the boy. Pulling out the barbs. It's terrible.
Now, obviously,
I've never been tasered, but that's rough.
Obviously, this was supposed to be accidental. But
he says that the taser accidentally discharged.
I think the kid got a good lesson on cops in America.
Yeah. Clearly,
not saying all cops are douchebags.
Most cops are douchebags.
There's a lot of guys. It's like with any other job, you know. When someone gets a little bit of power, they let it go to their head and they use excessive force on it.
I believe in an eye for an eye. A judge should just rule if this kid gets to shoot this fucking officer right in the asshole with a taser.
Plug him in and then
just
zap.
Just shoot him right in the ball sack.
Oh, that's rough.
Just Officer Webb, you fucking dick.
You know, and speaking of cops and shit, we're big fans of sriracha here. Don't know if you've ever had it.
What does that have to do with the police?
It has to do with the police. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. You know, women need pepper spray. Get you one of the 17-ounce bottles of sriracha.
Oh, yeah.
And just put a spray nozzle on that motherfucker. Oh, keep it in your purse. Now, I know that's a little big, but trust me, you know, you pull this out, you just squirt it all in a dude's eyes. It's going to be just as effective as pepper spray.
That would be worse. That would almost probably be worse than getting fucking tased. Sriracha is no joke, dude.
I got you.
That shit is so hot. So fucking hot. All right, what do you got over there?
Well, farmer lost his mobile phone inside his cow. Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Move over, iPhone.
Let's see. British mobile phone users have been losing and destroying their handsets in some bizarre circumstances, according to a new report. Devon farmer claimed to have damaged his iPhone by accidentally inserting it into the rear of a cow while attempting to use it as a torch during calving.
During a calving? Now explain to people who don't live on a farm what calving is.
It's basically a birthing. Like, he's trying to help it get the fuck out of there. Anyway, clearly, what they used torch, like, who converted this babelfish? Like, basically, he was using it as a flashlight. And, anyway, I guess he got it a little too close and just got sucked up inside there.
So clearly this was in the middle of the night when this cow was being
birthed. Yeah, I would guess so. We have...
hopefully it wasn't in the daylight and he was using the torch feature.
We have a few different cases here of other shit like this happening. A couple reenacting the Titanic scene, blah, blah, blah. They were trying to take a photo and drop their phone over the side.
It's a shame they didn't both drop overboard. Terrible film.
Another woman in her 30s said she lost her Samsung Galaxy after it was snatched from her hands by a rogue seagull. I just like to think of some seagulls like, fuck your phone, bitch.
Quack, quack, quack.
In Liverpool, a woman in her 20s reported breaking her HTC Desire by throwing it at her cheating boyfriend and hitting a wall instead. See, these aren't Nokias. You can't throw them against the wall. And then they're fine.
Like, I remember when TrackPhone came out back in the day, I had one.
Yeah, they used to make phones for this purpose. Yeah. You could just throw it at somebody's
head.
Some
bitch weighed like 5 pounds. You could beat a homeless person to death with one.
But that's not the case anymore.
Not that I did or anything.
A man in his 30s claimed he'd been filming monkeys from the car windows in Longleaf Safari Park with his HTC One when a man climbed on the roof and snatched it. I said, when a man, that would be a lot funnier than a monkey. Like, literally, a man's just like, aha, got your phone, bitch.
I stole your Nokia. Or Samsung.
And then this one's my favorite here. A woman in her late 20s from Bristol claimed the vibration function on her BlackBerry Bold 9900 phone had stopped working while she was using it as an adult toy.
I was getting some, oh. getting some. Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty, I'm pretty sure they're not meant to take the wetness.
Waterproof. They need to make a iPhone vibrator for women.
Well, I'm sure there's an app for that. You get a little
probably
you plug it in and
there probably is an app for that.
Somebody's probably made that.
Brilliant.
Bieber fans have been tricked into shaving their heads.
This is brilliant.
I would assume this is probably from one of our favorite image
from the
boards.
Image board site that shall not be named.
You know what it is. Scores of Justin Bieber fans have been fooled into shaving their heads, believing that their idol has cancer. Internet pranksters asked the young fans to shave their heads in a show of support for Bieber, and then post the photos with the hashtag #BaldForBieber.
Balls for Bieber?
Bald.
Should have been balls for Bieber.
But it turned out to be a hoax and has left many of Bieber's young fans angry and bald.
I shaved my head for Bieber, and he doesn't have cancer. I love you, Justin!
Well, I'm curious how many females...
Here's my number. Call me,
like,
maybe.
For a dude, like, unless you're a pretty boy, like, you know, you shave your head, whatever.
I shave my head all the time.
But, like, women, it takes a while to grow their hair, you know?
I guess. Whatever. That's dedication, though. That's nice. I mean, Justin, you know what Justin Bieber should do? He should shave all of his ball hair and donate it to the people that shave their heads for him.
If Bieber was a class act, he would just go ahead and shave his head, too.
If he was a boss, but he's not. He's not going to do it because he's a fucking little... I can't say the word that I want to say. He's a, I fucking hate him. I don't like him. That's all.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not at all a fan. I hope they find him in a hotel room 5 years from now with 3 ounces of blow and a dead hooker. Sorry. A male dead hooker.
Or an old
Because we all know that's where that's going.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators?
I can't believe this is still relevant, but I know it is. I mean, if you ever go to a comic book shop, man killed for his Magic the Gathering cards.
This is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Pensacola, Florida.
Get out of your mom's basement for fucking Christ's sake. Jesus Christ.
Basically,
I know a lot of our Jackalope listeners probably have a whole collection of Magic cards. They're like, fuck you, Sam. I like my Magic cards.
Sean Dugas, 30, one of the area's most active players, was killed, according to police.
I get pussy sometimes.
By two Magic players who robbed him for his collection of cards.
Hold on. So they literally...
two guys that plotted to kill
him. They murdered him. Plotted.
For his Magic cards.
Forethought. They plotted to kill him for his Magic the Gathering
cards.
Yeah,
it just goes to show there are crazy people everywhere.
Jesus Christ. I could see murdering somebody over a fleshlight, www.stampdamnation.com.
You're killing me.
But
no,
for
like,
some Magic the Gathering cards?
It's pretty fucking random. His cards were valued, and this is a big jump. They really don't know. Dugas's cards were valued at somewhere between $25,000 and $100,000.
Between?
Yeah.
It's like going to McDonald's and being like, I'll have the value meal. How much is that going to be? They're like, it's between a dollar and like $10. Just pick something.
This is funny to me. The killing has rocked Pensacola's close-knit magic community of about 150 people.
Close-knit magic community?
What's funny is it's only 150.
I thought it was going to be like 15.
No, well, I mean, yeah, 150 is big, but I mean, Pensacola's big, too.
Billy's mom used to host us in the basement. We have Cheetos and Punch.
They are stunned that a hobby, albeit one that many of them take very seriously, could bring about such a tragedy.
He was beat to death with a sock full of 20-sided die.
That's a pretty funny thought.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for the news report this week. And if you don't know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen, it's 4:20 here on the Sam and Dan Nation. Roll up those joints, pack those bongs, and light those bowls. I got a fucking awesome song that I want to play, and I'm going to play the whole song in its entirety. We were at a bar the other night on the south side of Louisville.
Yeah, it's
a dive bar. And I had never heard this song. It's Toby Keith and some other dude. I can't remember his fucking name. He's not as important as Toby Keith. I'm not a country fan, so whatever. But it's a funny song. It's about Willie Nelson. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get lifted. Here we go.
Y'all having a good time? Hey. All of these artists have one thing in common. We've all ended up on Willie's bus after the show, and me and my buddy Scott Emmerich wrote a song about it. I think y'all can figure it out. I always heard that his herb was top shelf. Lord, I just could not wait to find out for myself. Well, don't knock it till you tried it. I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Now we learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town. He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around. And the last words I spoke before they tucked me in, I may discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. Now you can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Let's go down to Texas, y'all. Now we're passing the guitar, telling good jokes.
I could tell one was coming, 'cause I'm smelling smoke. No, I do not partake, I just let it pass by. With a grin on my face and a great contact high, I'll never smoke weed will again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. In the fetal position, with drool on our chin, we broke down and smoked weed with Willie.
Oh, yes. Willie Nelson, the king of marijuana.
Apparently, smoking weed with Willie is pretty hazardous to your health.
I would smoke weed with Willie. Once, I'd give it a run. I bet he's got some crazy, like, crypto kind of light fucking...
Cunnilingus?
Cunnilingus, crazy fucking weed. I bet he does. Willie Nelson, he looks like he's always stoned, just always fucking, but he is always
I've bad. Never seen him angry.
He's the only guy on earth that trumps Snoop Dogg, and I don't think Snoop would argue with me on that. I think Willie's got Snoop taken. All right, folks, I hope you're good and baked, because it's time to geek out. Let's talk about some porn, Daniel. Let's talk about pornography. Let's get Larry Flinted up in this motherfucker. To kick that off, we got a very appropriate song here. Daniel, what is it? What were you doing?
I was getting some head.
Two dicks touching. Bing!
Yeah, that's so gay.
E.T. Bone Home.
Jelly. She popping ecstasies and get that cotton mouth heavy. I give a bottle of water, bitch, break out sweating. And then she get straight to the head like a fucking Excedrin. I'm a fly ass nigga, take a look at me, bitch. Now who go and tell the cops I got a crook in my dick. Straight gutter, bitch, open like a hook in the fish. I got a lady from Paris who French kiss my shit. Yeah, why you think I gotta tint my whip? 'Cause I be getting some head right in my shit. See, you love that woman, but that been my bitch. And if you kiss that woman, then you suck my dick. These hoes is nasty, y'all niggas is tripping. I got a bitch with a mouth like that boy Kid Griffin. When I'm out in the streets, better believe I'm pippin'. And if you ever saw me with one of them video vixens,
I was getting some head,
porn. Let's talk about fucking porn.
What are we going to talk about porn?
Porn is such a big part of our lives, man. I don't just mean us. I mean men in general. If you're listening to this program and you're a dude, if you say you don't jerk off to porn, you're fucking lying. You're lying. Porn is just part of the American male, man, and it's so accessible now. More so than it ever was before. I remember when I was growing up, I had to steal magazines from...
Oh, yeah, you know, videotapes.
The stepdad or fucking... True story, no shit. I was 10 years old. Buddy of mine had hocked a porn video. Horrible fucking porn. It was on a VHS tape. All crinkly and grainy. Looked like a 35mm shot-out fucking drive-in film. Horrible quality. And he brought it over to my house, and I had literally only seen one other porn in my entire life. And he comes over with two of my other buddies, and he was like, I got a porn. He's like, and he was bragging to me, like giving me shit, but he wasn't going to let me watch it. No shit, I paid this motherfucker $5 and gave him an entire bag of Snickers to fuck off for an hour so I could jerk off. I was like, I want to borrow it. I just want to borrow it, man. I want to borrow it for 1 hour. He's like, what are you going to do with it? I'm like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to jerk my 10-year-old cock, but I'm like, I'm going to watch it. This motherfucker left I squeezed off like 3 loads, maybe 4. Just hard, angry pumping. He came back for the video. There was lotion on it and shit. I got my money's worth. That's where porn started for me. No, I'm lying. It's not where it started for me. I found when I was younger than that, I was like 8 or 9 years old. We lived in this apartment complex. And I was outside one day. It was still winter. I remember there was snow on the ground. And in a pile of snow, there was a little piece of paper that was hanging out. And I was walking by it. And I saw it. My 8 or 9-year-old mind grabbed to it. It was like, oh, that's a titty. I saw it. I was like, there's a titty in there. I fucking fell to my knees like a priest seeing Jesus and dug into the snowbank. And there it was, man. It was 2 pages. That was all there was. It was like, you know, how the fucking magazines have the staples in them. You could rip out a whole 2-page spread. 2 pages of what was it? Porn telephone ads. Remember back in the day when phone sex was really popular? That's all it was. But just,
you know, those were good. I remember I actually had one of those.
Buttholes.
I had ripped it out of like one of my uncle's porn mags and had folded it up into my wallet.
To me, it was great.
It was like a variety set.
Yeah. It was like,
it's like a 1-page variety.
Yeah, there was all kinds of different porn on there. There was fucking anal. There was pussy. There was all kinds of shit. Oh, dude, I burned that motherfucker up. Burned it up.
You know,
my mom found it and threw it away.
It's not like my first porn memory, but this is a funny one. I was actually, there were some woods by my house, but like it was in the city. It was in Louisville.
Right.
It wasn't like a big area. But I guess homeless people would sleep there and shit. And
nice.
There was this one particular, it was like a log.
Right.
Like it was a tree and it went up about 6 feet and it had broken off. So it hung over onto the ground.
Right.
And I guess they would set up shop around there. Anyway, I was trolling the woods one day. And I found this porno mag, and what's funny about the porno mag, you know, and it, like, it had rained a day before or something. But anyway, I found this porno mag, and it was literally, like, BBW plumper porn mag.
Big, beautiful.
Yeah, like, they weren't, walruses. Like, they weren't huge. They were, like, chubby. But, like, it was crazy. It was, yeah.
Pogs.
No, they were a little more than thick.
A little more than pogs.
Yeah, they were a little more than thick. They were on the borderline. But I thought that was so funny.
That's hilarious, dude.
And, of course, I masturbated to it.
Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a first porn story. And so I guess that's what we want to talk about tonight. We're trying to think of something to talk about because we don't have a guest. And, hey, nothing wrong with porn. Like I said, you know, we are light speeds ahead of that today. Kids nowadays, all they need is a fucking internet connection.
Yeah, I mean,
I swear to God, if we'd have had internet when I was a kid, I would have had carpal tunnel, 2 broke wrists, my fingers would have been bandaged, I would have had to go to school in braces, because I would have been jerking off so frequently.
Yeah, like, honestly, you can go into any bathroom now
and
just rub one out, doesn't matter. You could be at a
got
friend's
your iPhone,
house. Like,
got your BlackBerry.
Doesn't matter.
Got your Android.
Just make sure you put that shit on mute.
Porn smorgasbord.
Not saying I do that, but I guarantee there are people that do.
Whatever, dude. I've rubbed one out at Kroger with my iPhone.
I don't have internet on my phone.
I've gone to the grocery store and choked one out. I've choked 2 out since we started this episode.
It's terrible.
What are some of your favorite porn sites, man? I'm curious. What do you?
I've always been partial to X-Hamster. I don't know why. X-Hamster's
not bad. It's not bad. They got a good selection. What I hate, though, with their mobile browsing shit,
they're always trying to
hawk you the pay shit.
Well, actually, I've noticed on the newer videos, I checked it out the other day, the new videos, if you go to the non-mobile site, go to the real site, they'll actually play now.
Oh, yeah? No shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it only works on the new shit, so you can't be doing any archive searching.
X Videos. That's another good one.
X Videos.
X Videos has a, and that works really well on an iPhone or an Android.
Absolutely. XNXX.
Or a tablet. XNXX. That's true.
That's
I'll tell you what, for my money, do you remember like 4 years ago when I was living up in Ohio and I got a Bang Brothers subscription?
Yeah.
And I gave you the password for it.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, as far as pay sites go, Bang Bros has got that shit on lockdown. I have rubbed out thousands of loads to Bang Bros material. Great fucking site, man. They got everything. They got the hand job porn. They call it tug jobs, which I'm a fan of.
I'm weary of the guys who have the subscription to Crack Whore Confessions.
The bang butt. I knew this was going to come up. I knew it was. Here's the problem with having so much pornography at your fingertips. You become desensitized. And, like, I started off real mild in my pornography when I was a kid. And it's grown and progressed. And then the internet hit. Like, in 1997, I had an internet connection. And my shit just started getting weirder and weirder and weirder. If you haven't seen this site and what this is building up to, and I'm ashamed to admit it, this is one of those things, like, you jerk off to it, you just sit in silence for like 2 or 3 minutes afterwards, smoking a cigarette, just head hung low, like, what did I just do? What the fuck is wrong with me? It's called Crack Whore Confessions. Daniel, give me a little rundown on it. What's it about?
Well, for anybody that's not acquainted with this site,
so disturbing.
The basic premise is this dude will pick up.
Was it Rotten Rodney?
They're hookers that happen to also be crack whores.
It's real shit. It's not fucking staged.
No. It's legit. He'll basically, and he's got some where it'll be like a mother and daughter together. Basically the premise is he'll ask them. It's really fucked up because he'll ask them about their lives and shit. And like, you listen to all the depravity and all the horribleness of why they suck dick.
Why they started.
For crack.
It's almost always drug related.
Yeah, it's crack whore confessions. What do you expect? But, anyway, then he gets head from them and barebacks them.
He literally goes bare in these dirty, dirty crack whores.
And there's
and
some
love it.
I think there's something to it. It's just like it's something you know you would never do.
I have
nor
jerked
would you want
off
to do
this,
but
dude.
it's the sort of thing where the more toothless, God, the better. Me. Like the more homely,
skin hanging sores. It's so disgusting.
Like, why is that? That
like
he
fucks
what
these
is the
chicks.
Appeal?
They look like skeletons. They look like Jack Skellington. All of them.
No, not all of them. Some of them are big girls.
Some of them are thicker.
I guess they're
they don't smoke. Those don't smoke crack.
Well, they put smoke crack and eat a lot of carbs. I don't know.
They need to have an eating confession site.
Eating
they go
confessions.
Around and fuck big girls with a problem with ice cream. Yeah, it's so fucked up, dude. Because like. Like, and I've done it several times. I think I'm running out of pornography. That's
yeah, no,
the
like, sometimes you just gotta, like, that's taboo now, but at some point
left.
That won't be.
Well, first of all,
it's
something you would never do yourself.
Right. I could never do scat porn, though. There's nothing at all.
That's so fucked up, dude. What is it about pinching off a loaf that people
I don't get it.
Get into. It's fucking gross. Nothing. Turds don't do anything for me, or the Red Wings sites.
I used to dig quite a bit oral cream pies.
Fucking
you ever seen those?
Chick on her period. The cream pie sites? Yeah.
No, oral cream pies.
Oh, okay. Are they
which is
them out?
Basically a subsidiary. it's the compromise between the Bukkake video where he shoots on the girl and the simple swallow. This is he shoots in the mouth and then
swallow.
It gets all frothy and shit and in her mouth. Like it's just like, here's my seed.
Mm-hmm. Rough. I've seen Bukkake. Paul's into Bukkake, isn't he?
I don't care about. I mean, clearly there's something
some
about emasculating
a
woman.
Funnel in her mouth, 100
by shooting
guys
all over.
Busting off into it. That's so gross.
Basting her up with your
I've
man.
I've done a
gravy.
Lot of depraved shit for a paycheck, but I can't. I can't see doing that. Like, where are you at with yourself? to take 100 loads down the throat through an oil funnel.
Oh, like God. That just sounds so gross.
That's what they do, man. Be like, I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, crack whore confessions, that's what turns me turns me on now. What is after this? Where does this go? Like, you know, am I into, like, brown bag snuff films at this
point?
Yeah,
at what point do you graduate to mime porn
yeah,
with no orgasm noises?
Or I mean, yeah, or something like. Is there? I'm sure there's something more fucked up out there, but I don't know what it is. I mean, like, I don't.
Yeah, if you want to hit us up on Facebook, tell us the fucked up porn that you're watching.
Yeah, or send it to Sam and Dan Nation yahoo.com. We'll get back to you. Send us links, but
we'll watch it.
None of that goddamn Lolita shit. Thank you.
And I don't want to see any of those. Like, I hate watching those fucking gore videos. Like,
yeah,
don't send us links to like people getting their dicks chopped off by themselves.
Bunch of Serbian guys fucking a chick with no head.
Yeah, like we're talking about normal fucked up, not like
normal disturbing porn.
Scratch your eyes out.
Cigarette burns are fine, but nothing that involves a butcher knife or an anvil or an axe or anything like that. Jesus Christ, dude. We have problems. I'll tell you another site that I'm partial to and probably shouldn't be. It's have you been to inhumanity.com?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's kind of like where Rotten.com graduated.
It's
more porn related.
Yeah, it's like if Rotten.com graduated into a porn site. I got it pulled up here right now. Check it out. It's www.inhumanity.com. They got a ton of shit on here. Hold on. How teachers end up in prison. This is a bunch of photos from the teacher that molested. I guess she didn't molest him. The kid was like 15. She was hot, too. Yeah, you should come over here and look at these. How teachers end up in prison. Homemade porno of the year. Some Mexican dude fucking a chick with duct tape on her face. The horrors of anal sex.
Oh, my God. What happens there?
It says nothing to see here.
Oh my God.
Oh, you already see it. It's just that horrible... What's that? The Dennis angle from Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, that's on tonight. The fucking... the balls slapping the vagina... under angle, and this dude's just drilling this chick. I thought he would be cornholing her, but he's not. Oddly enough, going to town, just you beach fucked her. You know you beach fucked
her.
Oh
my God!
He said that. Oh, and she's taking
her shitting
shit
while
she's
he's
shitting.
Fucking her.
She's got a turtle head poking out.
Oh.
She's crowning.
Why? Is this like a new thing?
Is that a piece of cord? Do you see that? Look at that. Oh. Look at that. It's like yellow.
Oh, this is so gross. Cord.
That is disgusting.
What the fuck?
That's so...
Oh, you can hear it slap.
Made the horrible slapping noise. That's so bad. It's like mushrooming out of her asshole.
Jesus!
That's so rough. That's so rough.
I hope they at least
put
down
some
newspaper.
All right. Let me kill it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, folks, inhumanity.com. Check it out. It's a barrel of laughs, and occasionally you find something that's worthy of jerking off to, I guess. Folks, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We've had a fantastic show tonight. Going to be back next week, hopefully with a guest. Not going to say who, but got some stuff in the works. Check out xnxx.com, xhamster, and, of course, www.samanddannation.com. We've got the America's Best New Booty Contest up on the webpage.
Booty.
Buy yourself a Fleshlight and a Halo e-cigarette. Daniel, good show. I'm excited, man. We've had a rather broad musical selection tonight, too.
It's been all over the
shit's
fucking
shit's
going
to get even weirder right now. You know what we got to close? Glenn Frey. This motherfucker, about a year and a half ago, I went into Louisville. I didn't have a car at the time. I took a job. I'm a chef, as some of you know. Cooking at a specific restaurant, and I was staying with a buddy. And I was real depressed about it and shit. So the day I was leaving, I had my shit packed. It was a cold morning out, raining and shit. This cocksucker puts on this song. Daniel claims it is my song. So, "You Belong to the City" by Glenn Frey. Folks, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. We'll see you next week.
All over again, your mood comes up and the music calls. just like